about something today. I was thinking about, if we say in Matthew, just before the gospel is read, and the priest says, let us pray to the Lord. And he says, for holy art thou, our God, and thou restest in the saints, and thee the Son of glory, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages. The Lord rests in the saints. He who is above all things, beyond all things, created all things, chooses to rest in the saints. Chooses to live within us. We don't deserve such a thing. The Lord desires to rest within us. The Apostle Paul tells us we are temples of the Holy Spirit. None of us should say that we are saints, but we are redeemed. We are set apart. We are different than the world, aren't we? We should be. We should have different priorities, different goals, different ambitions, a different way of life, a different way of reacting to a slight or a slander, a different attitude concerning pleasure, a different attitude concerning sin. And the Lord wants to rest within us. What a wonderful thing. But the Lord wants to live within us. The Lord chooses to rest within His saints. Saint just means holy one. And it should describe each one of us. The spiritual life is not just for those saints that are on our icons. It is for us. So the Lord will rest within us. You know, the Lord said, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. Nowhere to rest. Because He was surrounded by the vast majority of people being, although they said they believed, they were unbelievers. Because they did not desire to live in virtue. The Lord wants to have a place to lay His head. Can He lay His head in your soul, brothers and sisters? You must make a place so that He can rest in your soul. Is there any greater name than Christian? Is there any greater honor and to have Christ as a guest in our house? The Lord rests in the saints. I pray that He would rest in the soul of each one of you. I just got another letter from Todd, who is in prison, in Texas prison. And he told me that this boy has no family. He didn't know who his father was. His mother is dead. His grandmother, who raised him for most of his life, is dead. He has no brothers and sisters. He is forgotten, except by the few who know he's in prison and write to him. And I think I'm the only one who does, and Nicholas is doing it now, because I've asked him to send him some catechetical materials. And he's becoming it's wonderful to see that he's becoming more free in prison than he was outside of prison. But he still has a lot of worries and cares. Prison is not a place where you can let your guard down, a place where you can have a prison. Also, prisons are very hot places in the summertime. And they're allowed to have a fan. His fan is broken. So we have to come somebody there to send me some money. And before I'd ask you if you would give some money so that you could give alms to him. And I'm going to ask you again. Monday or Tuesday, I will send him a money order so that he goes to his trust fund and he will he'll receive a little money about it. He'll be able to buy buy a fan, buy coffee. The only time you allow it to be sometimes, which you need is coffee at all. But this makes water really. So, you know, things that we take for granted, we have to purchase so that we can have some semblance of cleanliness and a few things. So, I was going to start sending him CDs with a print of sermons that I speak, so that I would record them all and put them on the internet as what we do as well. He cannot have a CD and he can only have a radio. That's not really unless Ted Turner becomes one of the most Christian and starts to mix in Dallas or something, maybe that's something you can arrange something. So please give something out of your benevolence and your generosity to the board and to see what it has. We'll pull everything together and we'll create a money order to be done to come. And hopefully we'll do this in some way. I can tell you a wondrous thing about Tony. Tony had a difficult life. Didn't know who his father was. His mother went through a string of boyfriends, each one worse than the last. Her mother, after his mother died, his grandmother took care of him, but she was old. She wasn't here. She died just prior to him going into prison. And when I met him in the jail in Fort Worth, time and time again, he was a boy who was confused, unhappy, really beside himself with anxiety. In prison, he's become more patient, he has more of a purpose. He desires to be an Orthodox Christian. And even though I've not been very good at writing him, he writes to me and he consoles me. And it's really a blessing to know him. So, truly, he is a worthy father. He should be in prison quite some long time because he didn't have any money. I know something of the circumstances of his offense. And if he had a good enough lawyer, he probably would have gotten it. Not probation, not very much of time. But because he didn't have a lawyer, that was any good. They locked him up in school, so he's going to be in prison a long time. So, what's his sentence? 4 years. 4 years. And it is not possible. There's no justice. He was the first time offender, never had any discussion of the law before. Multiple extenuating circumstances, and yet we got to work on that. But anyway, please give something to him as you can, and if anyone wants to write to him, the more letters he gets, the better. You know, it must be bad every day. Somebody says, I got a letter from somebody, I got a letter. He doesn't give me a letter. Because if I don't send a letter, well, if Nicholas doesn't send it, all Nicholas sends him is some of the catechetical. let's remember him. So if anyone wants to write to him, come on, well, yes, well, we can find out. You can say hi. I'm in Father Seraphim's parish. Father Seraphim said he'd beat me if I don't like you. And I'm so-and-so, and I do such-and-such, and I da-da-da-da, and tell me a little bit about yourself. And with God's help, I'll keep writing to you. And things like that. I think you'll be edified by this by his response. I certainly am edified by this response. Sometime maybe I'll read you some of his letters. Of course, I won't keep his privacy, but I'll read you some of his letters. I've only been able to see him once in this text. It says, desire really is about being able to visit people. The fact that I write him actually technically disqualifies me from being able to do something. Does that make sense? But, you know, I'm worried about confidence. You know, like I'm a very bad, difficult thing. You know, so. And he wants to be baptized. And somehow I hope that I'm going to be able to accomplish this. There's a federal prison, that's funny. I just got a letter from the woman in the federal prison. She was baptized in the prison. So, a lot easier in federal prison, but he's in state prison. So, please pray for God. And please pray that his good intent and desire to be baptized and be offered.